If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With the Capital One Venture X card, you earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy. Plus, you get premium benefits at a collection of luxury hotels when you book on Capital One Travel. And with Venture X, you get access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. Open up a world of travel possibilities with the Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Wayne Brady is sharing why he came out as pansexual.
And did Damon Wayans, honey, miss his chance to win an Oscar?
And SNL's audience went off the rails. We got a lot to talk about, so
let's get this started.
All right, in case anyone's been living under a rock, Kenya Moore was fired from Real Housewives of Atlanta several months ago after she showed revenge porn of co-star Brittany Eadie during filming. Well, over the weekend, the moment was finally shown on the show, after which Kenya shouted out her friends and wished them a great season. And she also shared this Justice for Kenya picture.
Not Justice for Kenya.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Did anyone ever see the actual thing she showed?
I was just thinking that. I don't think so. No.
Yeah, because I unblurred that one.
Okay.
Yeah. You can unblur?
Yes, you know, this guy's different. Like, it won't be perfect, but it'll give you a better idea.
They ain't show us the other one to unblur.
Yeah. I mean.
But they said what it was.
She was blowing the flute.
In the act. Yeah.
But in this day and time, what is wrong with that? I mean, why would they do that to her? I mean, with all the stuff that's going on, nothing is wrong with that. People doing it on a regular basis. Now they're bowing down to mics and doing whatever they want.
And as a person who doesn't watch the show, but, like, I hear things, I see things.
Yeah.
Like, there was an episode recently where someone mentioned having a gun for,
exactly, you know,
that they were willing to draw
show.
Down on Kenya,
right.
Correct?
Right.
Yes.
Yeah, so, like, I feel like that's par for the course. You threaten to pull out a weapon on me, I'm a weaponize something I can find that you
exactly.
can throw that out.
I mean, some people gave her some dirt on the girl, and she was paying her back.
That's right.
They found it. I think
the girl was going crazy the last episode.
Yes.
I was like, Kenya must not be. She must be far away, so Kenya can't hear this girl mm-hmm. talking, because she was going off.
She was talking about her pistol.
She was going off. I was like, Kenya must not be able to hear mm-hmm. this girl, but she said she did hear.
Yeah.
And she was just ignoring her.
Well, I'm
because if she would have replied, it would have got worse.
Yeah,
it's sad.
She said, watch this. I got a photo of you smoking a gun.
Hello.
Hey.
Oh, yeah, honey. It was loaded, too.
Okay. Okay, y'all, we all remember the movie Jerry Maguire and how Cuba Gooding Jr. won an Oscar for his role as Rod Tidwell. Well, Damon Wayans stopped by Club Shay Shay and told Uncle Shannon he almost got that role. But when they met to run through a scene, Tom Cruise said no because he was too tall.
And out of the corner of my eye, I see Tom doing this.
You too tall.
Yeah, and I'm like, what? Is there something on my head? What am I?
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on.
You know, Hollywood, the older I get, the more I learn about Hollywood and the entertainment business.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, look how he said that man was doing that behind his back. Just think about some of these shows you work on and stuff, and they do stuff behind your back, and you don't know about it until
you don't know the plane signals.
Yeah. You know, it's just, it's crazy.
I wonder what's the most unique signal that somebody saw somebody do that they didn't know what to make out of it.
Right.
Hey, everybody, it's Nicole Byer here with some hot takes from Wayfair. A cozy corduroy sectional from Wayfair? Yeah, that's a hot take. Go on and add it to your cart and take it. A pink glam nightstand from Wayfair? Scalding hot take. Take it before I do. A mid-century modern cabinet from Wayfair that doubles as a wine bar? Do I have to say it? It's a hot take. Get it at Wayfair.com and enjoy that free shipping, too.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
I know. Cut two out.
Oh. That's too obvious, Gary.
Yeah. It's tricky, too, though, because, like, you get an opportunity, and then Cuba Gooding Jr. gets it, and he wins the Oscar, and, like, you know.
But it was a curse for him. He ain't done nothing good since that Oscar.
Yeah, you can't follow Jerry Maguire with Snow Dogs.
Yeah. Is Tom Cruise short?
Yeah, he's shorter than me.
Like, tall as his table.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
So how you feel about that talent of them doing stuff like that?
I get it. Don't audition for my movie and be over 6 feet tall. Come on.
Mm-hmm. They ain't going to make it.
They ain't going to make it. I'm putting the little people from Snow White to work.
Yeah, funny.
All right, in case you forgot, Wayne Brady came out as pansexual a while back, and on the Jason Lee Show, he explained that he's open to dating anyone, and he won't say he's gay just to appease people who don't understand.
Whomever I meet in that circle, I can show up without having someone like a Jason Lee or somebody else who exists in this space going, I've got the tea. Guess who I just saw? Blind item. Stepping into the place, holding hands with someone unexpected. Let's just say they both were in heels. I don't need any of that.
First of all, don't lump me in whoever you describe.
I like that. I mean, pansexual. I mean, so pansexual, you could date everybody, whatever. So what happened to bisexual? I mean, no bisexual no longer a thing?
It's still
a What's
thing.
The difference in pan and bi? I don't know these labels.
Just the other like letters.
I didn't mean you. Yeah. You pander for sex from anyone.
Yeah, the other letters. No. I think.
But they have a lot of different names. They got pan. They got bi. Hetero, homo. It's another one that I like. That name, honey.
Who?
Sapiosexual. Demisexual.
Who?
Demisexual is when you're attracted to people for how smart they are.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, well. Everybody,
where do these new options come from? Do they vote on this at the end of the year, like the new words for Webster's?
Yeah.
My wife is smart, so am I demi?
You might be demisexual, Brad.
Okay. Jesus.
Man, new a new title to the ever-growing Lee Show. Well, over the weekend on SNL, Egg on the Wardum did a stand-up bit during Weekend Update, and at one point, audience members were supposed to respond to her, but it didn't quite go as planned. Check it out.
Oh.
Yeah. And Cory Booker out here with his filibuster. Shoo. I had my fill of busters. Because these men ain't what?
Man, listen, SNL been back, y'all. Yeah. Now, they were able to bleep it for the Pacific and Mountain time zones, but everybody on the East Coast, man, we caught that full blast. And because it came on after 10 p.m., they might be able to avoid an FCC fate.
That was cute.
You know, but, yo, you never know how the audience is going to react when you lob the ball to them.
Yeah.
Right.
Because even though it is Saturday Night Live, I think some people are still under the impression that it's not a live show. Mm-hmm. And there's a little bit of a delay and, you know, they can bleep stuff out.
I also don't know what you expected them to say. Like, if a woman's holding a microphone and she says, men ain't, and put it out there, I'm expecting the S word to come back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right.
Well, they should have let it ride. Like, I mean, because I know I be slipping sometime with that word.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You slip with a lot of words, Gary.
I know. I'm going to say do-re-mi now. Anyway, all right, honey. On Friday, my niece Bride, honey, was honored by the city of Atlanta and Mayor Andre Dickens. Now, it was April 4th, a.k.a. 404 Day. That's area code. In celebration of Atlanta and the area code 404. Check it out.
What's happening? Hey, 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 it's your girl Brad Tantat here. This is 404 Day in the city of ATL. They hit me and asked me, was I gonna be available and be in town? And I was like, yeah, why? And they said they wanted to honor me and give me an ATL Legend Award. And I was like, oh, that's awesome. So I'm very grateful. I wanna say thank you to Jermaine Dupri for believing in me and noticing me and spending time and producing me to further my career and become the first female rapper solo to ever sell a million records. And thanks to the mayor and Philana Williams and Anaya Denise and Bella for making sure everything was possible.
Oh. Where do you keep an award like this?
Man, oh man, on the thing.
On the mantle? Or?
Yeah, that's what it's called.
Well, I don't know about that, but I know one thing, honey. The 409 better remember me, okay? The 409, that's my area code. I don't know about their area code. That's right.
Port Arthur Legends?
Do they have a 409 day?
They need to start the 409 day with me, then the rest of them, honey. That's tomorrow.
Or April 9th.
Oh, yeah, tomorrow. Yeah, Thurman Barty, the mayor.
I think it's too late. You got to hit him like maybe last month.
They got to plan these things.
They got to plan.
Oh, hell.
You always got to make.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Thinking about yourself, Gary.
What a, just a Port Arthur legend in the house with us
Port
tonight.
Arthur legend in the building.
They're going to do you and UGK same day. They from Port Arthur.
I know that, but you ain't got to call their name.
Because people know them more than they know you. I'm sorry.
No, we're sorry, Gary. You're a legend to us. Up next, Damon Wayans spilled even more tea on Club Shay Shay. Find out all about it right after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back!
Hey!
All right, y'all. The Wayans family is known for keeping success all in the family. Well, check out what else they're keeping all in the family.
Uh-oh.
This can't be true. That you dated the same woman as your nephew once?
Yeah. I was in love with her. That's the thing. Come on, you ain't never did...
Hell no, I ain't never did that!
I saw her and I was just like, oh my God, I'm in love. And I found out my nephew had dated. I'm like, you know, what's up with that? He goes, oh, that's you. I was like, okay, pass the kibasi.
They need to have that woman on the next episode of Club Shay Shay.
Yeah.
I want to hear her, like, her standpoint on it, you know?
But that's cute, though. I would love something. She keep it in the family. She done had the nephew. She done had the uncle. I mean, you know, you get to compare, like, who was the best? Was it Uncle Vince or was it this one?
This is 100% a fact. Over the weekend, I was hanging out with my buddy and his cousin. And she related the story about how in her 20s, she dated one brother. And then in her late 30s, she dated the other brother.
Mm.
And they were just regular brothers to begin with, but she made them Eskimo brothers.
Oh. But that's interesting. I think there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, you know, if he didn't know that his nephew dated the girl.
I think he knew.
He did.
Yeah, he kind of gave her a glowing up.
He said, that's you.
But when someone's so quick to be like, yeah, go ahead. That should be a sign. That should be a warning sign.
Red flag.
Danger, Will Robinson.
Oh, no, that's you.
But
go ahead. What
happened in the Jackson family? Jermaine married Randy's ex-wife. So they got, she was an Eskimo and then some.
Mm. Yeah. That was very exciting and informative. Moving on, brushing your teeth is... listen, y'all, brushing your teeth is about to become a lot more tasty and a mashup that absolutely nobody asked for.
Mm.
Kentucky Fried Chicken has partnered with High Smile, an Australian oral care company to create a KFC-flavored toothpaste.
Ew.
This collaboration actually started as an April Fool's joke, and High Smile decided to make it real. Marketing manager Coben Jones said, we love pushing boundaries, and what better way to do that than by bringing KFC's legendary flavors into an everyday essential. This collab is bold, unexpected, and seriously fun. So, for a limited time only, the KFC chicken flavor toothpaste can be purchased at highsmileteeth.com for $13. But hold your phones, because it's already sold out.
Oh.
Are y'all getting on the waiting list?
I think people wanted to try it.
Yeah, exactly. Let's
because toothpaste usually has to be minty, so you feel like your breath is fresh. So what is it? Does it leave it greasy and chickeny?
That's what I'm imagining.
Yeah.
I don't know, honey, if it's racist, because when they advertised, they had two legs. You know, African Americans love chicken legs. And I don't like that.
I like thighs.
Me too. That's why I say.
I think everybody likes chicken legs.
Well, no, but who likes it most?
I don't know that there's a contest.
So, do you want the fastest working GLP-1 for half the list price? Rose got you.
Roe now offers FDA-approved weight loss vials for half the list price of auto-injector pens without applying insurance or savings cards and with results you can see faster.
This formula from Eli Lilly hits not one but two hormones to curb hunger and with less nausea.
Your Roe-affiliated provider can help you understand if GLP-1s are right for you and your goals, but that's just the beginning. Roe members have support throughout the process.
Plus, you can sign up online from the comfort of your own home. That means no waiting for an in-person doctor's appointment, no commute to the doctor's office, and no waiting rooms.
Weight loss? Faster. Confidence? Higher. Price? Cheaper.
Join the over 385,000 people who have already chosen Ro to access GLP-1s.
Go to ro.co/dish to see if you qualify. That's ro.co/dish. Go to ro.co/dish safety for box warning and full safety information about GLP-1 medications.
Up next, guess which male rapper Terrence Howard is claiming tried to hit on him by asking for acting lessons.
Ooh.
That tea after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Hey. Oh,
all right, well, it looks like Onaja Robinson, also known as the American in Pakistan, is back. Now, if you recall, reportedly, Onaja traveled to Pakistan to meet a 19-year-old man she met online, and after the teen ghosted her, she found herself stranded in the country and demanding a $5,000 a week and $100,000 worth of land for her inconvenience. Then reports surfaced that she was detained in Dubai. Mm. Well, good to know that Onaja is safe, and she was recently spotted in the Big Apple and revealed she has a new man.
Uh-oh.
Take a look at what she said in this video obtained by TMZ.
Oh, Lord.
Are you still in contact with anybody from Pakistan?
Yes, I am. My husband, he lives in Pakistan. Shout out to Adele. Ahmed, I love you, baby. We are together. We want to clear.
Wait, is this a different guy?
No, this is one guy. This is my husband.
So you met someone else?
No, this is my husband, Nidal Ahmed.
Wait, so how did you meet this guy? While you were out there?
No, we met actually on a romantic date. We met through the internet, basically.
Well, she couldn't pronounce his name right. She was trying to articulate it good. Udubajawa, so I guess.
She couldn't really say where they met.
A right. Romantic internet date.
A romantic date on the internet.
Yeah, yeah. And they're married now.
Yeah, that's always been her husband. There's so much strangeness going on here.
Yeah, strange things. Yeah.
It's a fine line between entertainment and exploitment.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I hate to see somebody like get exploited if they are not playing with a full deck of cards or don't understand the game that is being played.
But we should be happy for her. I mean, everybody deserves love. All in love.
They do deserve love. Everybody does deserve love, but nobody deserves to get stranded abroad.
That's true.
And then demand land and money.
Yeah.
Well, she wants her reparations, so.
She wants her 40 acres.
All right, y'all, well, moving on. Terrence Howard dropped a major bomb in a recent interview. He appeared on the PB.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
D podcast, and while discussing the dark side of Hollywood, come on now, Brad.
It's a white night.
Oh my God!
He dropped while discussing stuff in Hollywood. He dropped some piping hot tea about Sean Diddy Combs. Take a look at this.
Puffy invited me for weeks, asking me to come and teach him how to, you know, wanted me to be his acting coach for a while. Go there, and he's sitting around just looking. I'm like, okay, what's the material you want to work on? He's just looking at me. Then next thing you know, okay, hey, will you help me? I want to hear your music. So I come over there and I play the music. And he's sitting there, just looking at me, like waiting. Okay. So then my assistant was like, you know, he wants to hang out with you next week. And I was like, for what? He's like, I think he's trying to f*** you.
Well, what did you think he said when Diddy stared at him?
I'm not with that man. it's wrong time, man.
Let me see, honey. I'm going to show y'all how Diddy stared at him.
I'm not looking.
Is that what Diddy did?
Does he have a mouthful of Sour Patch Kids?
Oh.
It definitely wasn't all that.
Oh. There's some subtleties here.
Terrence just lying. I don't believe he's lying on Diddy. Diddy had a wife or woman with children. What we want him for? I just don't believe it.
I don't know. Sometimes when you go to the buffet and you eat all the food you want, you start trying weird stuff.
Up next, honey, Mariah Carey crashed her son's gaming party. We'll explain after the break with all that tea.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
And we're back.
Hey.
right, y'all. It looks like Moroccan Cannon had a surprise guest stop by during his live Twitch stream. Rocky was live on the streaming platform playing video games with his friends when his mom, Mariah Carey, and his twin sister, Monroe, crashed the party.
Mario, okay, y'all need to get out now. Just everybody get out. Mom, I can see you.
That
you're saying, hi, Mariah, I love you. Oh, my God.
Hi, guys, I love you. Hello, Mrs. Carey.
Hi, Mrs. Carey.
Hi, Mrs. Carey.
Can y'all please get out? Please. Yes, please.
Okay, hey, Mrs. Carey.
I love you.
Rocky, can we say hi?
Junior, get out of my room.
Yo, the request for sleepovers is about to go through the roof on his side, yo.
I feel so bad for Morocco.
Why?
He was trying to have a moment for himself, and his mama's still stealing the spotlight. I mean, that is sad.
I mean, she's going to steal the spotlight in any room she walks in.
Yeah, but let him be in his room playing his games, though. I mean, that's sad. I feel bad for him.
I'm sure they did it on purpose. They peeked in to mess with him. It was very cute. It was very cute, and I'm sure he's always like that. Like, yo, leave me alone. Get out of my room. You know how kids are. I thought it was too cute that they both crashed it. They should do it all the time.
That's real cute.
I guess when you're rich, you have your own room, because growing up, I didn't. So.
Well, floor plans were different back then.
Yeah, yeah. Moroccan did look like he had the presidential suite, but that room was deep. I know.
Very,
I was
like, yeah.
Set up for the stream and all.
Well, folks, that's all the time we have for you and all the dishes. Well, man, be sure you check in with us next time. Bye.
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 Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.